Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Hit it. It's Friday. Call a friend. Tell them we're on the air. We have news, information, comment, opinions, all kinds of stuff happening today. Right after this important message, we'll get going. This is a good message from Sheila down in Tennessee. Heavenly Father, with your help, Lord, we made it through another week. Thank you so much. Help us not be consumed with fear and worry. Fill us instead with your joy, which strengthens us, and your peace, which surpasses all understanding. Mend broken hearts today. Comfort those who mourn, and miraculously heal those who need it. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh, that's a good one. We could pray that every day. We're supposed to do it. Follow Jesus' example. Luke 4:18 said he came to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free. And there are so many Christians brokenhearted and captured today. You pray about it. See who you might help this Friday. To God be the glory. Great things he can do. What in the world is going on? And here we go again. Momentum appears to be building behind calls to bring back universal mask wearing coast to coast, even for those who are vaccinated. You got to wear your mask. Discussions in the White House and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention about recommending masks for all Americans. That's the hot topic today. The Washington Post first reported that the idea was being batted around within the White House, even as with something as minor as a change in messaging from top officials, rather than a really wholesale update of the CDC guidance. That guidance was changed in May to say vaccinated people don't need to wear masks indoors. Well, let's think about that. Some people have been pushing to require masks for vaccinated people now for many weeks, and again, the momentum is building. It's the same old song. Well, you know. Meanwhile, an appeals court's going to hear a case from a Michigan Catholic school claiming mask mandates violate religious liberty by covering God's image and likeness. Well, that's a different take. Parents attending a Virginia school board meeting gave heated testimony on why students should not be masked for the coming year. You're all hypocrites here, said one parent. That was Annie Palumbo. She told the Virginia Beach school board, you're sitting here without mask, and you want our kids to wear mask. Not gonna happen. Former U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams said coronavirus mask guidance may be premature or may be wrong altogether. In the face of potentially dangerous new variants out there, Adams served as the Surgeon General under former President Donald Trump, so no one will be listening to him. Police in Washington, D.C., late last night, appealed to the public's help in identifying the suspects seen fleeing in a getaway car after allegedly opening fire on a bustling street about a mile from the White House. It doesn't matter anymore. I wonder how long it will be before there's shootouts on the White House lawn. And just about the time you buy into that people are good philosophy, Florida police are lauding a landscaper who leaped into action to save a man having a seizure, despite homeowners in that area coming out yelling at the hero to have the injured man die somewhere else. Where's my get off our lawn, the homeowners were yelling during the incident. Get the man out of here. Let him die somewhere else. And that's something. It's just hard to believe that people are both that stupid and uncaring. The scene unfolded Monday in Palm Beach County. But we're living in that new America and a flood of evil. Two Houston firefighter EMTs, got that? And a hospital patient have emerged unscathed after the ambulance that they were traveling in was run off the road and carjacked at gunpoint. My, oh my. Many dangers out there while they protect the city, these men, women, by providing the highest level of care. The police chief said they should never be assaulted while performing life-saving work. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be, sir. And it's different than when you and I were kids. While the Tokyo Games began inside the National Stadium, the lack of any raucous fans in the building had some fans watching the opening ceremonies and hearing the protests on the street. 50 protesters gathered to demand the cancellation of the Olympics over the ongoing pandemic. There you go. So, what do you know, Joe? You know, liberals boasted that the election of Joe Biden might have returned to some sober, restrained presidential rhetoric, back to business the way it's supposed to be in the White House, and an end to those unhinged, mean tweets. Biden wouldn't be a divider. He'd be a uniter of all things good. And that's nothing like current reality. But when Biden uncorks those crazy hot talks, the media supporters say, "Right on, Joe." They're crazier. July the 16th, NBC reporter Peter Alexander tossed a softball on COVID misinformation. "What's your message to platforms like Facebook, sir?" Biden gave that wild-eyed answer. "They're killing people." He said it twice. NBC, CBS, PBS, they just passed it along as normal. But some Facebook denial that they were murders and no fact-checking or Republican rebuttals emerged. ABC's World News Tonight skipped it altogether like it was kind of an embarrassing thing, which it is with the left-leaning loonies all the time. Yesterday, he said some people think that he is Satan reincarnated, and he talks about aliens and, oh my goodness, Joe, you don't know what you don't know. Texas law enforcement officials have received the first migrants arrested and charged with state offenses at a vacant state prison. According to the Department of Criminal Justice, officials this week transferred the first three migrants from Valverde County Jail in Del Rio, Texas, to the Dolph Briscoe unit located in Dilley as part of Operation Lone Star. Governor Greg Abbott directed the Texas Department of Public Safety and the Texas National Guard to target human and narcotic smuggling at the southern border. That thing is so out of control. Millions have been flooding into America, and oh yeah, business as usual in the new America and the new White House. Well, we haven't talked about Nasty Nancy, Lisa. Well, we haven't talked about Nasty Nancy recently. She said, as a devout Catholic, made that known, didn't she? Devout Catholic, having 5 kids. That was great. But she says poor women need taxpayer-funded murder. I mean, she said abortion, but it's the same thing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday that she was blessed to have those kids. On Capitol Hill, Pelosi also said falsely that Democrats have not blocked Republicans' attempts to ban taxpayer-funded abortions, before describing taxpayer-funded abortion as an issue of health, an issue of fairness in America. "It's an issue of health of many women in America, especially those in lower-income situations. Nothing about the health of the murdered children." Good grief, Charlie Brown. And here's one that really burns my fern. When it was announced that Laurel Hubbard, a male athlete who identifies as a female, this is just out of our control, me somebody, hold me down here. When this dude was selected to represent New Zealand on the women's weightlifting team in the upcoming Olympic Games in Tokyo, it was considered by some to be a major victory for the transgender movement and the power of inclusion in the world. And of course, normal people considered it unfair to both the sport and to the athletes. Anna Van Bellen, a female weightlifter from Belgium who hoped to qualify in the same event, made it clear that she fully supports the transgender community. But she has a lot of buts, and that's really the problem. Female sports at all levels have been infiltrated by this, well, moronic transgender ideology. What in the world? Men identifying as women, they'll beat them every time in this stuff. This is just okay. So who's right and who's wrong? 50% Democrats, 50% Republicans, 50% say yes, 50% say no. That is just the way it always works out. And 50% of Americans are saying no to the vaccine. Now, the National Football League released its new protocols for vaccinations for the upcoming season, and some players are responding with shock and with anger, and I think rightly so. Arizona Cardinals superstar, and he is a wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins implied that maybe he'll retire rather than get the shot. Never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in this vaccine stuff is making me question my future in the National Football League. It's making everyone question everything in the world today. The NFL said Thursday that if a football game could not be played because of a coronavirus outbreak among unvaccinated players, the offending team, you bad guys, would have to forfeit the game. Players would also lose their salary check for that game. The new rule places much greater pressure, obviously, on players to get vaccinated in order to avoid being blamed for a possible loss for their team. And some players, just not happy. Vaccine? I can't do it, said the Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back Leonard Fournette, and he's a star also. Players all over the NFL saying the same thing. You have to retire because they're going to force you to take a shot that's... Watched a public relations spot on television last night. Bill Clinton, remember him? George Bush, Barack Obama, all telling you it's the right thing to do. Get your shot. And these guys were presidents. Kinda. Well, let's go from politicians to preachers. And the Bible says it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. But one celebrity pastor doesn't seem to be very concerned about that warning. We talk about him all the time, making some of you mad. Talking about Joel Osteen, one of the wealthiest and most popular preachers in the country. How could a pastor have $50 million in personal wealth? Yep, he is one of the wealthiest, most popular preachers in the country. He's come under fire this week. Oh, a lot of fire. He leads the Lakewood Church in Houston. One of those enormous congregations, 50,000 people, definitely a mega church. Been criticized after this week revealing that he owns a Ferrari sports car costing over, well, close to $350,000. He was getting blasted on Twitter this week, arguing his ownership of that Ferrari is a good argument for the government taxing churches. Ferrari is trending. That means either someone won a race or Joel Osteen took some of the money Jesus said to give to the poor and went on a big shopping spree, probably including the house as well at $10.5 million. It's the prosperity gospel. I've preached against this since day one. Teaches that material wealth is indicative of God's blessing. There's so many holes in that. Prosperity theology is especially lucrative for preachers, as it pushes the idea that those who give money to God will be blessed with money themselves. And churches that teach that philosophy, giving money to God, of course, means giving money to the leader. That theology flies in the face of Christian teaching, which promotes giving to the poor, being a good steward of one's resources. Like Paul, whether he was abounding or abased, he was serving God. Sharing one's wealth with other people? Sure. Many groups in America have criticized Osteen, and rightly so, for his prosperity gospel. So in many churches, it's also the new America and a flood of evil. So many of us were saying recently, my house is worth how much? And before you offer $100,000 over the asking price for that home, you ought to hear this. The boiling U.S. house market took a refreshing dip in June. Yes, the U.S. median house price, get this, did hit a record high, $363,000 last month, and that's up 23% from a year earlier. But median home prices are a lagging indicator. June's data is based on contracts signed in April and May. More homeowners listed their homes last month after they saw home seekers offering things like crypto in order to secure your house. The inventory of houses for sale at the end of June was 1.25 million. That's a slight improvement from May. I don't believe you're going to see these kinds of prices increasing that you've seen over the last 12 months, says Sherry Palmer, home builder executive, telling the Wall Street Journal. This thing is just not sustainable. So if you're going to do it, you better sell now. What else is happening? They say it's good to be in the takeout business in food. Chipotle, Starbucks, Domino's all hit record highs yesterday. LeBron James has become the first NBA athlete to earn $1 billion in his career while still active. And Biogen said the adoption of its controversial Alzheimer's drug has been slower than expected. Hey, they say you don't call media mogul Mark Levin the great one for nothing. Just over a week after its release, his newest book called American Marxism, gonna debut on the New York Times bestseller list as number one for nonfiction hardcovers. It's also expected to list as the top seller in Canada on the Globe and Mail list. It's been number one all this week on Amazon. We're told that American Marxism, which was long an Amazon pre-sale number one, sold a record-smashing 330,000 copies in the first week. This makes it the seventh straight New York Times bestseller for this guy. And you gotta know, the sales explosion comes at a time when conservatives are pushing back hard, as they should, on liberals and the Washington Democrats, and Levin is helping to lead a movement against progressives trying to change this nation and rip down long-standing traditions and everything you have known or still know and believed in. Go get 'em, Mark. And who said this? Could be you. You know, sometimes I just miss my mom. Chicago, it's a beautiful place. Or is it? Just don't go on the west side, don't go on the south side, or don't go downtown. Don't walk in any dark areas or any well-lit areas, and don't walk alone and don't wear certain colors, and don't use your cell phone and don't flash any money. But other than that, Chicago pizza is pretty good, they say. And those of you accused of white privilege, that's the ability to suffer through whatever life throws at you without blaming someone else. This one falls under Greg Patton's category of thou shall not whine. Where's my Bible? Life 101. Right after this. Well, Greg Patton Ministries does not take it lightly that we have the privilege of doing Hello World Monday through Friday every day at this time on this station. And we are grateful to this station for carrying the broadcast and for all who listen, make comments, suggestions, and use the material, either the stories or the devotional material that we send your way every day. Thank you for being a part. Praying for us is probably the best thing you will ever do. And for those of you that can and do support us one time or monthly, God bless you. Of course, you've heard it said, let your conscience be your guide. That can be dangerous. Everyone's born with a conscience. I believe it's a universal gift of God. What do you think? But not every conscience is tuned into the truth of God's word. You shall know the truth, and it shall set you free. The Apostle Paul talked to the young pastor Timothy about what happens to those who ignore the moral light and spiritual direction that God gives them through their conscience. Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction, in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them, you may fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience. Some have rejected these and have shipwrecked their faith. That's 1 Timothy 1, 18 and 19. These believers went through a period of brokenness because they did not pay attention to the spiritual danger signs along the way. Do you? At the most basic level, the conscience gives you the capacity to distinguish between right and wrong. Sure it does. Usually in relation to behavior and ethics. It's a personal alarm system God built into you that works for your protection. You've certainly had this experience before. Just as you were about to do something questionable, warning bells go off in your head. Are you sure you should do this? Take another look at the situation. Now, If you proceeded with the action, you probably had a bad feeling in the pit of your gut that didn't go away until you made things right. It is a vital thing to understand, however, that although each of us possess a conscience, everyone's conscience is not the same. No, it's not. What bothers one person may not bother another in the least. How the conscience operates depends entirely on how it's programmed, and that is the key. If a man was taught as a child that it's okay to steal, his conscience is not going to send up any warning flags and won't be any bells going off in his head if he thinks about robbing a bank, even. The woman who was told that eating sweets is wrong will feel a tug at her heart every time she tries to enjoy that dessert. By itself, the conscience is simply a built-in monitoring system that alerts you when a thought or action may violate your personal moral program, whatever that is. The conscience does not force you into a choice. It cannot tell you how to decide a thing. And furthermore, it does not necessarily point you to the option that is in line with the truth of the Word of God. Only when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior does the conscience function the way it should. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you the moment you trusted Jesus as Savior, the conscience becomes a powerful tool to help you make right choices within the context of the Word of God. Instead of being instructed by a worldly system of values, your conscience is gradually programmed according to God's value code. The Holy Spirit instills God's Word and interprets correctly the message your conscience sends. That's John 16:7 through 15. You might want to read it. Again, your conscience does not do the guiding. It's simply a first alert messenger to let you know that an issue needs your attention. The Spirit then brings appropriate biblical principles to mind and urges you to do the right thing. Paul certainly had an excellent reason for wanting Timothy to understand the importance of keeping a good conscience, right? Like any sensitive precision instrument, the conscience can fail quickly into disrepair and misuse unless it's properly preserved. If you refuse to listen to its urgings and avoid dealing with the pertinent issues in life, it's not going to be too long before you suffer from a soiled, dirty conscience, one that is muddied with unconfessed sin, and intimacy with God and others becomes so difficult and more labored for you. You could feel weighed down and burdened with the heaviness that comes from guilt and its resulting insecurity. Good to memorize as much scripture as possible. Psalm 119, verse 11, ask Christ to help you apply His principles and be sensitive to His promises and promptings as you make these choices. And Romans 8, 1, good one, reminds you the healing touch of God's Word wipes away guilt, encourages your heart in His grace, and instills the solid foundation you need for every decision in life. With your conscience resting in His holy, capable hands, He'll guide you through the worst moral storms of life, and that's good news. So the lesson, get saved, make sure you're right with God, run your life through Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24, asking God to search your heart and mind. Yeah, you'll be a winner with a good conscience. And finally, I wonder how many of you can identify with this. When I was young, I was poor, but after years of hard, honest, and painstaking hard work, I'm no longer young. And I thought about this one with my recent birthday. When someone asks me, where do I see myself now in 5 years? I tell them, hey, I'm just trying to get to Friday. And I made it. You've been listening to Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, well, all that kind of stuff. Every day at this time, thanks for being here. I don't see your name on Facebook yet. Greg, Jerry G. Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. As always, I think I love you. I pray you have a great Friday and a fantastic weekend. Monday, sure.